it's time to go three wide the high banks. We bring you the latest news stories and race recaps through all of NASCAR's top three series from the MHK. Time to put your armor on. Fasten those seatbelts as we're ready to go three wide on the track. Live from Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? The Three Wide NASCAR podcast back on the airwaves once again. EG3 in the building. Eddie Greer III here with you guys for another episode of this podcast. Big D joins me inside the EG3 garage, Manhattan, Kansas. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, NASCAR, and particularly Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Championship night tonight, national championship. We are basically, Big D, an hour and change away from another Alabama Clemson National Championship. Really, if you want to put it like this, part three. But these teams have met really every year in the Final Four in college football. The only time they haven't met in national championship setting was 2 years ago. But tonight it is part two. Of course, our podcast season opened up last night. Part one, if you missed out on that, I would encourage you to go back, listen to that first before you check out part two, which will drop tonight during the national championship game as well. So that's why we're recording this now. I'm just getting home from work, getting things ready to roll out. And tonight, of course, we'll be set the stage for you guys if you missed out part one. So preview a little bit. We talked about last night, of course, Alabama. Who's Alabama in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series? Talked about that for a bit and change and more. So you missed out on that. Definitely encourage you to go back and check that out. Also, big drama surrounding the Xfinity Series with one of the drivers as well. I won't get into that much more. You're going to have to go back to listen to part one of the season premiere of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. Tonight, flipping the script, we're going to get right on into business, folks. Who is Clemson in the Cup Series? And what brought this to my attention? Well, of course, Alabama and Clemson have been the monsters of the college football world the last few years. So, might as well, hell, let's just pick one team or one individual team, whatever you want to call it, who's been dominating a sport for several years. And Kevin Harvick, spoiler alert, Alabama, in my opinion, was dominant last year. 8 wins last year. And Clemson, let's just put it on the table. Clemson in the Cup Series. And you can really, it's either or. And we talked about these guys last year a whole bunch. Kyle Busch for Joe Gibbs Racing is the Clemson Tigers of the Cup Series. And we know the rich resume that this cat brings. Obviously, Kyle Busch, once hated and still is probably the most hated driver, at least fan base wise, even though Kyle Busch does have a lot of fans, he is probably the most hated as far as fans go with his antics and so forth. But Kyle Busch, last year, part of that big three, again, you might as well put it as the big two. I've said this phrase way too much with beginning last year and, of course, carrying already into the season opening of the podcast. But Kyle Busch tied with Kevin Harvick, 8 wins last year. Of course, he also made it to the championship for Homestead. And I'll tell you, one of the best pit crews in the business that Kyle Busch has laid a dozen eggs in attempt for Kyle Busch to get his second championship. So, you know, the biggest debate with him, folks, is, you know, Kyle, Richard Petty. There's been some comparisons to Richard Petty and all that other stuff. You know, Kyle Busch chasing 200 wins in his entire NASCAR Cup career. And he could very well do that this year, go over his numbers here in a sec. But Kyle Busch, obviously Petty, 200 wins in the Cup Series, most obviously all time. And I don't think, you know, yes, Kyle Busch is still at a tremendous age, in his early 30s still, and the way he's driving for a good team right now in Joe Gibbs Racing. Here's the fact that it is, Petty did all that winning in the Cup Series while Kyle Busch has done this in two other divisions, obviously. Talked about the Truck Series and Xfinity Series, and he's probably, you can probably name him to blame as part of the reason some of these Xfinity Series teams have surprisingly shut down his doors, not even before February, before the dawn of a brand new season. And I'll talk about one of the bigger stories coming out from last week here in a bit tonight on the Through Wire NASCAR podcast. Kyle Busch, here's the numbers real quick. BD has him on the big screen in the garage. 51 Cup Series wins, 92, count them, 92 Xfinity wins, and then the same number matches the Cup Series with 51, which puts up a total of 194 wins total. He is 6 away from 200, of course, going back to that 51 in the Cup Series. If I'm not mistaken, I read this before hopping on. It leads all active drivers. The next one, I believe, is Kevin Harvick. I might not be sure about that, but I believe. So these guys, again, Alabama, Clemson, ruling college football for the last, what, 4 or 5 years now. And then Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick. You see these two guys show up in the Championship Four almost every year. Good crew chiefs. Rodney Childers for Harvick. Adam Stevens for Rowdy Busch, and these guys continue to win races. Of course, the big unknown coming this year, this Tabor Spacer package that I've been talking about for weeks now. Even though I have not said anything about my opinions about how this, my predictions, I should say, about how the package is going to roll itself out. But look, but listen to the thing is, Kyle Busch shows up. He's been in the Championship Four, I believe, at least, remember back, he's been there four straight times in the Championship Four, so has Kevin Harvick as well. And, you know, Kyle Busch, for what it is, again, same thing like Kevin Harvick. We could be easily talking about him being a multi-champion in the sport, but with the unpredictability of the Championship Four, obviously, you go back 2 years ago, Kyle Busch had a better car than Truex. Truex beats him out there. And then, of course, back to November, where a rarity that Adam Stevens threw a Hail Mary, had Kyle Busch down on the racetrack, the second to last green flag sequence. Hail Mary gets bailed out by a caution and still out to lunch with that race set up there. But the characteristically of the pit crew not showing up at the right time pretty much cost the 18 an opportunity to win. And again, Harvick in the same position also, you know, the unpredictability of these Championship Four have a different winner. We have not seen a repeat winner since the Championship Four format, or really, when you look at the big picture, the overall format has moved since 2014 when Kevin Harvick won the inaugural Championship Four battle. Of course, winning his first championship. So again, guys, ladies and gentlemen, I have said this multiple times. Kyle Busch, obviously, the talent is in the garage right now. And you could probably even make that argument with the young guys coming up to the field, even though, you know, the Chase Elliott's, Ryan Blaney's, Kyle Larson, throwing him in the mix. You know, they haven't won enough. And they're going to have to be dealing with him this year. And just, again, throw him in the same mix, you will, as unknowns, as how this is going to play out, obviously. And the interesting thing is, this snuck up on me a few weeks ago. This is Kyle Busch is in a contract year with Joe Gibbs Racing this season. So that's going to be interesting to follow as well. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here tonight, Monday night, the 7th of 2019, with yours truly, EG3, in the building. But yeah, Kyle Busch now, you know, has to deal with Martin Truex Jr. as his, well, they were already manufactured teammates before. You could call him the fifth teammate when Virtual Racing was still in the house. And now they have left the sport. And now Truex is actually his teammate. So how I'm seeing, interested to see how that plays out. Denny Hamlin, Eric Jones in the mix. So again, you know, you have some unknowns with that, but obviously, when you go back over the past couple years, I don't think that's going to be a problem at all. It seemingly like, at least prior to the Championship 4 race, Kyle Busch was doing all joking around and stuff like that. So maybe he's lightening up the mood a little bit, but he's still a Kyle Busch when he sour pouts and doesn't get his way, especially when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of winning races or not. And NASCAR trying to keep changing up things, limiting cup drivers in the lower series. It might be a little too late with the situation that's going on with the Xfinity series right now. Crazy how things shake out. And I talked about in the first part of the premiere last night, you know, it's crazy. I was looking forward to the Xfinity series, and now you have some drivers out of rides, teams shutting down, and other stuff that's just going on around it. So there's some uncertainty in the Xfinity series heading into this year. There's no question about that. But Kyle Busch, definitely, you can switch the two. You can say Kyle Busch is Alabama, Kevin Harvick Clemson. But in my books, in this garage, this weekend, Kevin Harvick, Alabama, Kyle Busch, Clemson, and again, these guys know each other, and these two did battle last year. We all know what happened at New Hampshire with the bump and run. Kyle Busch trying to win that race there, and Kevin Harvick gave him the classic, old classic bump and run move there, and then Kyle Busch with his famous comments afterwards and all other stuff like that. So, you know, these two guys, we're going to be seeing these two guys again up front unless some things change happen, especially with the unknowns of this package and this restricted plate track. Not track, but restricted plate package. Oh, yeah, we're going to see more closer racing. We want more side-by-side racing. A lot of fans said that, this was the best racing we saw from last year, best action we saw. But now we're changed up to another new package. You know, every year NASCAR changes up a little bit more for more side-by-side. And we're searching for side-by-side racing. And this is a big gamble. Again, kind of the pile on the crap that I said last night. You know, this is a huge gamble. And we don't want 36 restrictor plate tracks. Or better yet, actually, 36 plate races in a year. We don't want that. We want pure speed talent to show up behind the wheel. We want to go up in here. Oh, I can drive this car. Kind of like what I said going back to the summer of last year. You know, we can get in these cars. Anybody can drive these cars when it's plate tracks. That's what I'm saying, Big D. It's not the fact that, you know, the fans, a lot of them, maybe you put 75% of them saying that, you know, this is the best racing we saw all year, despite, you know, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick winning all these races, Martin Truex Jr. dominant in the regular season, and then flipping the script over the postseason where these, the big three, if you want to still call it that, from last year, only winning two races, ISM and Kevin Harvick, and actually Kyle Busch won both of those races last year because, of course, Kevin Harvick got the handcuffs put on him after the Texas race, so can't count that. That domination and performance, which, of course, we all know happened by now. NASCAR caught them cheating with spoiler. So, in theory, Kyle Busch winning both of those races, only two of the 10 races, and then Joey Logano takes down all of them at Homestead. We know what the situation is going into this season here, and ages to find out what unfolds after Daytona. But obviously, though, but first, though, we have the Daytona 500 again. I'm going to keep saying it. And seeing the promos this weekend only gets you even more excited. Coming home from the basketball, women's basketball game, K-State's basketball game over the weekend. Saw the promo. I didn't see it all when the promo showed. I didn't see it all but once. Of course, everybody saw it twice. But all the promos, once again, Daytona 500. It's the most exciting part of the year. Obviously, Supercross kicked off motorsports season officially over the weekend over there out west in Anaheim. So, for all it's worth, this is the point of the year. This is the part, I guess, of the year that I'm getting pumped up for, Daytona 500. You know, all the hype goes into that race and things like that. The speed weeks, all of it leading up to the big dance, the Super Bowl of all of NASCAR. So Kyle Busch sitting there with one victory, or one title in his whole, one cup title in his whole career. All that winning, and I have said this multiple times, once again, on this podcast, one title. And if we get any of these drivers, if one of these drivers, Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch, gets another, it's going to, I mean, there might be a Hall of Fame already some at some point down the line somewhere. But these guys get another championship between now and whatever. Kyle Busch still has a ways to go before he hangs it up, obviously. Harvick, in his 40s, still putting it down for Stuart Haas Racing. Fast lap, fast week after fast week after fast car, fast cars. And if you want to take it even a step further to Kyle Busch, here's some of the numbers here to run down that I wrote down. Obviously, the average starting position, 7th from last year. Halfway through the race, where he's at on the track, average is 9th. Average finished 8th. And then you go down here, Big D, green flag passes, 2,405, 5 of them on the green. And then quality passes inside the top 15. Kyle Busch, 1,603. And then the percentage there, percent of patches, 67, high percentage right there. Fast laps, 999, right on the money to 1,000. But Kevin Harvick was the only person to reach over 1,000. And then the percentage of laps, he led 85% of them. Actually, excuse me, that is the wrong stat. Percentage of laps, 14% of them. He led 1,469 laps from a year ago. So, again, it proves at least my point here for Alabama Clemson on football. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch putting up monster numbers. And, of course, let's not forget the driving rating have written down here from a year ago. 109.3. You want to put a decimal point to it, but 109 for Kyle Busch, the 18 M&M's Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. So there, you can put slice it however you want it. You can even flip them like I've been talking about over the weekend into tonight. But these two guys, continue to meet up in a championship four. We see them top five. We see them battling for wins. I mean, we'll have to see who challenges them. Obviously, there were new players late in the year, notably Kurt Busch at ISM, but Chase Elliott, one of those guys that's finally trying to reach that potential that, hey, we can win races on a weekly basis. Martin Truex Jr., another one who has been outstanding the last few years. And you'd probably throw in Joey Logano in there. Brad Keselowski, obviously throw him in there also. So there's a few other drivers that can compete with these guys. And with the whole changing of the guard with this package, I don't know how this is going to play out. So that's the first few races after Daytona will be interesting, to say the least. Clemson, Kyle Busch in the Cup Series. You're listening to Through Our NASCAR Podcast right here on with me, Eddie Greer III. Almost said it, and I stopped myself right there. So there is that aspect of it. So switching gears to the Xfinity Series again, once again tonight. More sad, or you say, even want to even look at it, sad or even maddening news. This guy, Ross Chastain, huge news from last week coming out of Ganassi. I mentioned going back to December that DC Solar was in trouble with the FBI. FBI was looking into that whole situation with taxes and whatnot, whatever it is. Well, major fallout happened, and Ross Chastain, who recently was signed to run a full-time schedule this year, this upcoming NASCAR season in the Xfinity Series for Chip Ganassi Racing. Well, Ganassi Racing had to shut it down due to that DC Solar in trouble with the FBI, and more fallout with that. Ross Chastain getting kicked out of that 42 due to that reason. And for that, Ross Chastain does not have a ride, at least for at this moment in time where I'm speaking on this podcast. Wow. I mean, disappointment in this camp. That's for sure. I mean, NASCAR, this is, you know, again, we're trying to say good things about the racing and all that, but we're trying to look at, oh, we got a bright future in the sport. We got good drivers. You know, the hype is out there. We hyped up the young drivers last year until the old guys come up. I shouldn't say old. That's real mean. The veteran guys stepped up and punched the young guys in the face, and then the young guys stepped up later in the year. And now, here to start off 2019, two Xfinity teams, or organizations with Xfinity teams, had to shut it down due to different circumstances. One, we talked about last night, Roush Racing, why they shut their two Xfinity Series teams down, because they weren't getting up, because they're not getting performance, maximizing their performance in the Cup Series, shutting it down. You heard my take on that. You missed out on that. You're missing out. Go back and listen to part one before you listen to part two. And this is a whole different reason. Ross Chastain, up and coming driver, he's old school in my book. Don't take no crap from anybody. Obviously, we saw what happened when that whole situation with Kevin Harvick went down at Darlington. That's disappointment, man. I mean, people have voiced their opinions on Twitter. We read them over the week, reactions. People are pissed off, and they should be. I mean, just to rip your heart out there. You're looking forward to, hey, we got an opportunity. Not only that, what this means for Ross Chastain. I mean, this guy earned his way to a top-tier ride last year for a few races. Not only that, you maximize your chances, the performance out of your race cars, you win stages, you battle with one of the best in the business, and not only that, a champion in the sport, you take him head on, you dominate Las Vegas, you're on top of the Xfinity world, and then you get a ride officially with them, and oh boy, we're about to compete for a for a championship. Not only that, but a possible sleeper for a championship title four berth. In my opinion, you would have marked my words on that. Josh Chastain and probably Big D folks out there listening to the podcast, probably most of them would agree with me that he would probably would have been a sleeper. Not really a sleeper as a term, but kind of a underdog, if you will, to sneak up in there and snag one of the four spots and now do a completely 180. Ride taken away, Chip Ganassi had to shut it down, and you're out there looking for a ride. Damn, I'll be damned. So this is a disappointment. This is why NASCAR is going in the wrong direction now with all these changes. I mean, why is the racing so good? I said this last night. Why we're changing it? I don't understand it. Keep making tweaks and all that. We still seeing the same damn thing. You know, even though we tweak a little this, a little that with the packages every year, we still get the same damn 10-second lead. We saw, you know, the plate racing with the Xfinity Series and Truck Series after the fact that we saw an exciting all-star race in Pocono. We saw the same stupid racing that we saw. Trucks spread on out. Even though the Xfinity Series, we saw, you know, a one crazy battle, entertaining battle with four cars under a blanket. But other than that, it was boring as hell. And now you turn the page to 2019 already. We're not even halfway through first month of the year. And we're getting bad news saying a couple of teams got to shut it down. But this is tops it for right now, though. Ross Chastain, a riser, worked his ass off to get a ride. And it's just ripped up underneath his feet, taken away due to trouble, outside circumstances that you can't control. Such a shame. And now, we're, according to Dustin Albino, who was on the podcast last year, hopefully have him on again this year, 4 weeks until Speed Weeks, and these guys don't have a ride. Ross Chastain is one of them. Others in the mix, I wrote this down, Ryan Truex, who really is kind of not at fault here because he, in two years, got kickstarted the 16. 2 years ago, he gets booted out of that ride for Brett Moffitt. What does Brett Moffitt do with it? Wins the championship with it. And Ryan Truex in the 11 last year, he has no ride. People are saying he's washed out of it. No chance for him. Who was his replacement in that car, in the 11 car? I can't remember, Big D, who it was. I thought that was an announcement made on that. Blake Koch was taking over one of the J.D. Moore sports cars. It ain't him, because Blake Koch drove for that team before Ryan Truex did. So there's that. So I don't believe there's – I might be wrong on this. I have to go back and check before the year starts, obviously, but – I think the 11 ride's been taken. I just don't know who that person is while I'm speaking, so I'll leave that there. I have to go back and research that later. But Ryan Truex out of a ride once again. And then Kaz Grala, who had great performances last year, now don't have a ride yet. Ryan Reed, obviously, that fallout there. And obviously, the biggest one, Brett Moffitt, the champion of the Ganner Outdoor Truck Series, still don't have a ride either. So, NASCAR is going trending the wrong direction. And we know by now the story of the sponsors and all that other stuff. You know, you got to have money, bringing money into sport. What all this jibber-jabber about money. But those are the guys right now that do not have rides. And obviously, Ryan Reed, their situation with Ross Fenton Racing, he has to go out and find a ride. And of course, a lot of drivers that need rides, there's not enough out there. There's not enough out there to supply these guys with sponsorship. Not even at least a part time. So that's just really disheartening for those guys. And not only that, but for fans out there looking forward to Ross Chastain, I know several of them are looking forward to seeing him run a full-time schedule with a top-flight team like Ganassi, especially. They've been in victory lane for the last three straight consecutive years in his Xfinity Series, winning multiple races, and they had a good crew chief over there in Mike Shiplett. Now, that's thrown in the garbage because of DC Solar's situation. So, the Xfinity Series right now, they're missing out on a couple other guys in that series right now. Ross Chastain being one of them, just a hard-nosed guy. And that's just too bad. That's just bad. That's just so unfortunate for him. Hopefully, get something going here. Obviously, Junior Motorsports, where you at? You know, that 9 car, not fully, I shouldn't say that, but they're not fully scheduled yet. Obviously, signed Zane Smith to run some 9 races before Christmas, the holiday season over. They still haven't announced what they're going to be doing. Outside of that, obviously, Tyler Reddick moving on to RCR. Yeah, you still have guys. Obviously, the Xfinity Series still is going to be exciting to some extent because you have those guys over there. Allgaier, Bellby back. But it was just so much excitement that I had prior to all this news that Xfinity Series teams that are shutting it down due to their situation. So definitely disappointing in way it's going. And Truex, Grala, Ryan Reed, Chastain, who competed in the series, obviously, last year and partly before, they are looking for rides. You'll see the 3Wide NASCAR podcast on my tangent tonight on this Monday night edition of the podcast. We're going to take a quick time out here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. When we come back, have some minute news for you guys as well before we close show, obviously, and not before we go without a pick of tonight's National Championship game, part 3. If you want to even go a step further, part 4 of the rivalry, which has become Oklahoma, Clemson, and Alabama. We'll be back after this short break. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Minutes on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, part of the season premiere, opening with a two-parter, part 2, EG3 in the building, with you guys, Eddie Greeter, third, Big D. Y'all know what it is. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR going. We went 3Wide with Kyle Busch tonight, also going 3Wide with more Xfinity Fallout, and we're going 3Wide for the next few minutes. Here before we close down the garage on this episode with some news. Obviously continuing, staying on that theme in the Xfinity Series. Austin Cindric, who has a full-time ride with Penske in the 22 this upcoming year, will be competing in the Rolex 24 in Daytona in a couple of weeks. I mentioned action kicked off in Anaheim this week with Supercross opening the gates to the motorsports year. So that was exciting to see that. I didn't see all of it, obviously, but with NASCAR guys tweeting out like Bubba Wallace having a hangout at his place. It's so much more. So that was exciting to see that. And of course, NBC takes over IndyCar coverage. That includes the Indianapolis 500 this May. I saw the promo for that yesterday during the wild card game between the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. So there was that as well. In another news noteworthy note that I stumbled on late last week, Media Day. No more NASCAR Media Day before Speed Weeks. according to Jeff Gluck on his, he tweeted it out last week. And again, this continues kind of my negativity towards where NASCAR is going right now. You know, I usually look forward to seeing the media days for the organizations, you know, getting used to seeing new drivers with their new teams, things like that. And there's not going to be any. That's honestly going to be weird from my end, because you got used to seeing, okay, you know, we want to get the lowdown. We want to get how you're feeling about the year. You know, we want to affiliate you, get used to you being in your team, or just ask more questions, things like that. But yeah, I mean, due to the fact that, I guess, you know, media, obviously with the Bob Pockrass news after the awards, you know, I don't know if Bob Pockrass landed anywhere yet as of tonight or not. He's still tweeting out NASCAR stuff for the time being right now. So I don't know where he's at, but no NASCAR media, and it's only going to be media attention. But still, though, the Daytona media for the 500 is still at play. Well, it should be still in play, but overall media, NASCAR media day, going to the different organizations for their separate media days will not happen at all. So yeah, this kind of things are, even though you say the right things about its future, right now, heading into this year, there's some unknowns out there. So there's that little nugget for you guys tonight as well. And I had another thought here, and it slipped out. Yeah, before I go to clip Chris Kleiman for K-State here, the 41 still has not been filled. And we have been, everybody's been talking about this. Well, not this particular show, but everybody thought that Suarez, first off, was going to be Truex at 41. That didn't happen, obviously. By now, it's January. If you're looking, living under a rock. But Suarez, you know, Suarez didn't feel at home. He tweeted out some summary back in December saying that he didn't feel at home. He got forced out. And last week, also, JGR with the new onboards, sponsors of Bass Pro and Auto Owners, kicked out our Aris office lineup. So no more Aris, obviously. And obviously no more Daniel Suarez, obviously. So there's that situation. And we all thought by now Suarez beat it at 41. There has been nothing, absolutely nothing, tied with him with that race team yet. And we're 4 weeks away from Speed Weeks, folks. 4 weeks away from Speed Weeks. And we still ain't heard squat where Daniel Suarez it's going to be. And it's not even a done deal. We haven't heard anything close to that yet. So Daniel Suarez's future up in the air with less than about a month here left in the off season. So, you know, for what it is, I don't know what's going on with that. Even I take it as far as that, you know, already even talking about getting a deal done between Suarez and Stuart Haas Racing. I have no idea, Big D. None whatsoever. So that has been kind of surprising to me, honestly. Yeah, all the rides have been filled except that one. The 41 car has not been officially filled. And a lot of people, including myself, thought Suarez would be linked to that ride. But obviously it has not happened yet. And it's almost crunch time. So I'm sure we'll be hearing something there soon. And every time I talk about something, it seems to come up. So maybe it'll come up this week. I don't know. But we gotta know something here shortly. Everybody wants to know what's going to go down officially. We've been saying it's this since September or October. You can take it back to August when rumors were started with Kurt Busch linked to the one already by Jim Utter right off the bat. We're off the truck. So we don't know what's going to happen with them, with Daniel Suarez. Obviously, you know, was he brought up the cup too soon? That's going to be the question surrounding him and not feeling the potential that 19. He had to fill in big shoes for Carl Edwards, who soon had to all of a sudden surprisingly retired in front of our eyes. So you had 2 years in a row, you had unexpected retirements, Carl Edwards, Casey Kane, you know, due to unfortunate dehydration issues, had to be forced out of car. Casey Kane will be back in a sprint car this year, running all them races on dirt. So what's going to happen this year? We can't predict that. And if Suarez don't get a ride, doesn't get a not 41, who does? I can't even tell you who that is. And obviously, you know, there's people saying that Cole Custer should get that. And Cole Custer, he ain't ready to be in that 41 just yet, in my opinion. You know, Cole Custer had an opportunity to win championship last year, and a bad call, horrible call, took that away. Tyler Reddick won to win on the Xfinity Championship. So Cole Custer, he needs another year. He needs to go out and win races before doing that. And obviously, yeah, you can Christopher Bell. You know, Christopher Bell, Toyota don't want to lose him, so I'm not going to say him, obviously. So, lots to go on with the surround that team right now. That 41 not been filled at all yet, and we're in January 7th, about to turn the pace to January 8th after tonight's championship game. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll be hearing something this week since we talked about it. Big D, on to Chris Kleiman before we close the show. Obviously, congratulations, Chris Kleiman, officially now the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats after closing down story chapter of his coaching career, another championship in the books after knocking off Eastern Washington over the weekend, 38-24, bringing a few assistants with him, including Courtney, oh man, Big D, dang it, and the last name, yes, Courtney Messingham, there it is, I recovered, don't worry, Courtney Messingham, the new offensive coordinator for K-State, coming over from the North Dakota State, along with two more assistants from over there, as well, anxious to see what happens here. Obviously, Kleiman's got a lot of work on his hands to do over here in old Manhattan, Kansas, but I couldn't be more excited to get him over here and get working on this K-State team and this continued good recruiting class that we got going on over here. All right, folks, Alabama, Clemson, we're approaching pregame over here in the MHK. Should I pick it in the Big D or I should leave it neutral? Because I know my wife used to live in South Carolina and a big Clemson fan, obviously. We have ties to K-State, obviously. But but she has ties to Clemson. So should I pick or I'm better off not picking? And Big D is telling me not to pick, which is probably a good idea. So I'm not going to pick. But I am going to say, you know, for what it is, these games, you know, especially with these guys, except for the Sugar Bowl that these two met in, these games have gone down to final possession, and you're out there all the way out in Santa Clara, out west. Nobody really has home field advantage, so there's that. And you really can go back to the first time these two teams met out west in Arizona. No team had an advantage, but this was a good-ass game. So, again, I'm going to say this is going to be a classic Alabama-Clemson. You have two really good quarterbacks. Everybody's talking about lately of how everybody's waiting on the freshman moment from Trevor Lawrence. I ain't seen it yet and probably won't see it tonight either. And talented Tua looking to go back to back. Can he get it done? Or will Trevor Lawrence, coming on, freshman, leading the team, Clemson, to the second national title in, 3 years is exactly right? I think it is right because last year, obviously, Alabama won it in overtime, coming back from behind after being shut out in the first half, Jalen Hurts being benched for this guy named Tua. Tua leads them all the way back for a national championship. Does Alabama take them back-to-back? Or Clemson will be back? Or will Clemson get back on that mountain and reign supreme in a college football world? Ladies and gentlemen, folks, that's going to close the garage on another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. It's been a good one tonight. The season premiere, we are just getting started. Obviously, you can follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie, at EG3_FastEddie, and through our NASCAR podcast is on podcasts wherever you get your podcast. You have not subscribed to Through Our Down. What are you doing back there? If you have not subscribed to Through Our NASCAR podcast, you better do so. If you have not done that, then you have been missed out. Go back, listen to part one. This has been part two of the 2019 opening of the Through Our NASCAR podcast. iTunes, Audio Boom, Spotify, Stitcher. We're pretty much almost everywhere. iTunes, you leave us a rating and review as well. If you do not have nice things to say at all, please don't even bother to do that. You're better off not saying anything at all. And of course, this goes without me saying, my newest podcast, 2X Nation, Mark Truex Jr. fans, where you guys at? Get on the Twitter, 2X Nation, at Truex Nation underscore 19. You're a Truex fan. Get after it. Get on it. Get on our Twitter and get on that as well. January 17th, going down. We're going to specifically talk about Cup stuff still. And Joe Gibbs, for sure. Definitely. And, of course, why this podcast is named Truex Nation for a reason. We're going to be following the 19 team this year. Quest to get back to Miami. Truex Nation, Mark Truex Jr., the Truex Nation We Rise podcast. Get on it. Debuting January 17th. It'll be on Thursday nights. I haven't gotten an opportunity to get that uploaded to iTunes yet. It will be soon. We will let you know on the Truex Twitter handle there as well. So definitely excited. Big things are happening. And I mentioned last night in part one, the interview was already scheduled already for next week. And Big D, we're already on another one this coming week possibly as well. Got to get confirmed as well. So definitely 2019, good start for the Through Our NASCAR podcast. We possibly could have two driver interviews by the end of the month. And yes, this podcast is not guest-driven at all. This doesn't have to be, but hey, we're getting things done. But Big D, it's time to shut this thing down. Let's go watch the national championship game, Alabama-Clemson. We out.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can follow Eddie on Twitter at EG3 underscore Fast Eddie. Make sure you are subscribing and downloading the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, and more. We'll see you next time going three wide.